inside the place. You are now locked into Radio Panic 105.4, Belgium's finest. Inside. Big shouts out to the Ison.
How's life since the since this summer?
It's been a madness. It's been amazing, to be honest with you. Obviously, I've not launched any sort of projects yet. What I've done is sort of been focusing more on like individual tracks, getting out individual tracks as much as I can, and then obviously doing radio, doing interviews, doing stuff like this, obviously doing shoots, and obviously I've been working on videos as well. So yeah, it's been sick, man. Like, to be honest with you, I don't feel like I've rested. I bet I have. I'm not going to be one of them guys that says I ain't slept, because I don't think that's like actually true, but you know them. But I think the truth is, like,
I've been saying they ain't been kipping, but they've been getting them long sleeps in. Just, what are you saying? They've been waking up late in the day,
you
and that.
You know them, like, ones.
Man, said no sleep gang, but they're waking up at 12 midday and that.
Yeah. So
waking and baking and that.
So,
you
know what, what was happening prior to 12? Do you know them ones there? So it's one of them. Like, obviously, man works in the creative hours, but I work as much as I can, and fucking, it's been good, man. Yeah, man, it's
Did
been...
you perform some in England or not really?
Oh, yeah, loads. Yeah. This year I performed probably double the amount of times to any other year, which is decent. I've performed at least, I don't know, I've had way more than 20 shows, which is, it's not a million shows, but I don't know, man. That's like at least nearly two a month, three a month. Do you get me? I want to have at least one a week. That's kind of the aim. Do you know what I mean? But I've just literally been taking shows in every sort of location possible. Around the UK, from Huddersfield to Sheffield to Manchester to Liverpool to Derby, obviously Birmingham. Obviously, I'm from London originally, but growing up in Derby means that obviously I've been up north a lot, and obviously up north is very still receptive to grime. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I know drill is the thing in London, but you know, grime is everywhere, but I know drill is banging right now. But there's still places you can go, like Middlesbrough, Brighton. You know what I mean? I'm not guessing. I've been to these places, and these places, they're still showing the main love is still to grime. So obviously, I'm still going out to these up north places and doing that. Do you know what I mean? And I'm still technically from London, but I'm an up north MC. You know what I mean? I am. That's why you get me at the end of the day. So
you finally chose to release this this EP by own. Did you manage to get the desired exposure? Expected exposure
from the
that
EP.
You wanted. Yeah, because you
I've not released it yet, so technically
you released Channeling.
No, I've not released Channeling yet. No.
Okay, I thought so.
You've heard Channeling, so I'm glad you've heard Channeling. Yeah. Still, yeah.
And Belgium Peeps.
yeah, but it's not out yet. No. It's I released Foreign.
Foreign,
So okay. I released Foreign from the EP, but I just did that as an audio, just because I said to myself, there can't be no music out there while I'm doing video, especially while I'm taking like a couple weeks to do a video and whatever. I need to have some sort of music out, whatever. I've got music out, but I wanted to have something fresh out, so I said, fuck it, I'm not going to do a video for this.
May
as well do a single for this, make sure that it's out there and whatever. Do you get me? And
so is the plan for the end of the year, will you release the video clip at the end of the year?
Okay. So the video
for Channeling,
video for Channeling should be out probably like Christmas times. From there I'm just going to focus on getting the EP out, and then once the EP is out, obviously there's other videos coming, but it won't just be videos from the EP. I've got other songs that I've obviously written since, and there's no reason to hold them back, because 3 months later they don't sound the same because you've written new songs, so might as well just get them out if I can, as however I can. So like I've done with Tyson Fury.
Who produced this one?
Benihana. Yeah, he's from Turkey. So
solid, solid track, Dubsy. Seriously, as I said, I'm not a big fan of these old vocoder stuff and wavy stuff.
Bouncy,
but this
wave,
there's something on this one.
Yeah, man,
so big up. Yeah, 4 days, jeez. 4 days, 40,000 views.
that's on my
only
one.
on your Twitter account.
His management put it on their Insta, and it got about 60 on there. So it's like 100 in like 4 days. Yeah, but obviously on mine it's like 40,000. Yeah, man.
Last time you forget to mention about where 1238 came from. Can you finally
1238? Did I not explain that?
Yeah, you didn't explain that on radio. No.
Okay, so
maybe you don't want to explain this.
No, dude. So 1238 is my EP title. I'd say it's my first official EP, because obviously before that, like, I don't know, obviously put out music, but it just feels like my papa, you know what I mean? But 12:30 is the time that I was born. Mm-hmm. I was born 9 pounds 3, which is quite fat. I was quite fat for about 10 years as well. That's like, serious, but serious. But 12:38 was the time I was born, and then obviously I got a son, Aston, and Aston was born at 12:38, and he was born 9 pounds 3, and I've got the birth certificates as well, different names, but the same exact times and the same exact weights, which is a bit weird, really. Like, it's a bit mad. So obviously 12:38 just stuck as important from there. Do you know what I mean? I thought that's not normal. So every time I see 12:30 on the clock, I'm like, boom. Yeah. If I'm pissed off, I have to stop being pissed off. Like, if I'm vexed, I have to stop being vexed. If I'm arguing with someone, or if I'm ranting or whatever, it's got to stop instant. I think, I gotta be happy again. Do you get me? It's one of them. So like, that's what it turned into. But because of that feeling, boom, I turned the EP name into that. And it won't mean anything to most people, but it doesn't matter to me because the songs will. So
this one is more rap trap than grime. Can we expect some grime collaboration for 2019?
Grime collaborations.
Yeah.
I'm working with Defo, working with Reese West. For real, bruv. That's 100% happening on the cards.
Boom.
Obviously, I've always got projects coming with Eyes. You know that already. I've got some work coming with Sox.
Yeah.
I've got some work coming with obviously Grim Sickers.
He's doing well for the moment.
Yeah, he's doing well as well. And you know what? Big up Grim, because that's my guy. Let me just say, he's in a very short time, he's done a lot. He's elevated himself quickly, and I'm happy for him still, and it's good to see. So yeah, man. Yeah, no, 100%. Yeah, he's doing well for himself.
Okay.
And then apart from that, really and truly, I'm not gonna lie to you, honestly, I'm not really focused on collabs. And that's not because I don't want to work with people. It's if I meet someone and I want to work with them, then 100% we're gonna work. But apart from that, I just want to put out as much good music as I can. So if people hear good music, then they might say, boom, yeah, I want to work with him or whatever. Because, I mean, if you're not putting out music, you can't just say, yeah, work with me, unless someone's heard it. So
indeed,
let people hear it, and then boom, you know what I mean? It's just a natural, I think it's a natural process. Like today, you know what I mean? It's been a natural process coming here, spending time with Reese West as well. Obviously, you get me, my guy.
Thank you for coming, definitely,
so,
guys.
No, thank you. So
wish you the best for 2019, definitely.
That's what we're on. We're already in 2019. Come on.
We didn't talk about Snaz, of course. Your brand that you are pushing on from day one. Did you finally launch this new collection? What about the website? When can we expect some free, some fresh stuff?
I check.
What the hell?
He's trying to get the care part.
He always send me stuff, so that's why I'm just like.
That was sick. When can we expect a free package? Apart from that, yeah, man, it's going good. Obviously, new collections coming very soon, but it's changed up a bit, obviously, because now it's not just like the hats. It's the I've got bags, I've got clothes coming, I've got jackets and shit. So it's a lot longer process. So right, and I'm not gonna lie, a part of me's been like, music, let's just do this music for a minute. Car Snaz is, I feel like Snaz has done his thing. Mm-hmm. I want Dubsy to do his thing as well.
Yes, you know who it is. It's the Big Cam Dog, aka the Weatherman, aka Kamikaze, out here in Brussels at Panic Radio with my G, Ice on Selector, for All About Grime. Trust me.
Listen up.
Yeah.